I guess it's a sign of the time, but a local business has been attacked by graffiti vandals. Andrew Renwick of On The Spot Signs will have to fork out probably close to $1,000 to remove a tag painted on the outside wall of his Warner Street Signs business. And the tag leaves the building looking pretty bad at the moment. Now, I believe the local police have been informed, and Andrew is on the line. Hello, Andrew.
Morning, Paul. How are you this morning? Well, lovely day in Port Douglas.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful day, but not so good for you as far as having to fork out dough to get rid of this graffiti that's been put on your building. So at this stage, there seems to be somebody going around town doing this. When was yours attacked?
It was the long weekend of the show, as far as I can work out. On the Tuesday when I came to work, I discovered it.
Right, and there's other tags being done around the place as well. You've discovered another one. When did you discover the one at the Muddies? The Muddies is the latest down at the cricket club.
That's right. I had a call from Steve Doble last night, and he said that they had been graffitied as well several months ago. And I went down this morning to have a look, and he sent some photos. And it seemed to me that they cleaned a lot of it off, and now in recent times, someone has had another go at it. It's a very colourful piece of graffiti at the back of the shed, and a similar type of tag to the one that was done on my building. So it's something that someone should be following up, otherwise we're going to have a continuing spate of this work. But once they start in the town, they keep going. But if people keep an eye out for them, they'll soon hopefully get caught.
So you don't think they're local kids or local people? You believe they're people coming through just doing their tags and they'll move on?
I think so, Paul. It's not in the interest of local people or local kids. They've got to live in the community, and they get caught, they're going to get a lot of talk about them in the town, and people, local people, won't accept it. This happened, I believe, a few years ago in Bowen, and they really are against graffiti people. They're on the lookout for them.
Yeah. Well, at this stage, you should report it to local police. You've done so in your particular case. But police are also asking for anybody who might have some CCTV. And this is important because businesses around the Douglas Shire, they often have CCTV. And if people have captured anybody doing this sort of stuff, the police would like to know so they can find out who these people are.
Oh, yes, most definitely. The CCTV cameras everywhere nowadays. We've got a light that comes on at night if anybody goes near it, but unfortunately it wasn't working that weekend. And we've now replaced it, and if anybody has another go at it, they won't get caught by CCTV, but they live up for about 10 minutes. So hopefully it'll help deter them.
Yes. Andrew, what do you think personally? I know what my thoughts are on graffiti artists, but what do you think of them?
That's a hard one, Paul, ask me. It's so prevalent all around the world that they go and paint on railway carriages and everywhere, and some of it is brilliant art. They're very, very good at it. But to go and put it on a wall like mine, it's just damaging it more than anything.
That's right, and you've got to fork out the money to fix it up. Look, I just can't work out. It must be something wrong in their character that they have to be noticed or something like that. They must have a very low self-esteem, graffiti artists, to be able to do this stuff, and just so that they can tag it and people go, wow, you know, this person did it. And I take it that graffiti artists have this as a little code, if you like. All graffiti artists know who represents this from their tag.
You're on the right track there. They're looking to be seen but not heard. You can't go and find them and tell them it's a good sign.
Yeah.
In the graffiti, but it's a hard one for people in the area, councils and everybody, to control it. The Gold Coast, it costs millions of dollars every year to remove graffiti. They are very, very heavy on it. They have a database of all the graffiti down and it's done.
Yeah.
And they can cross-match it, which I think is a great idea. But we, a small community like ours, that have a job to keep a database up to date, it would cost so much money.
Yeah, look, that was one thing I noticed when I came to the Douglas Shire, Andrew, was the lack of graffiti. And now I see this, it looks so out of place in our beautiful part of the world.
Yes, there's a few the light boxes around town. One out of Choo-Choo's, we re-signed it a few months back, but that had graffiti on. There's another one going down to Murano's fuel depot. and I think there's another one up near the market, so they were graffitied.
Don't you think, Andrew, it's a little ironic that they've done it to you? They've put their own sign up and at a company that does signs.
Yeah, possibly, but I learned to live with this sort of thing. It happens, and basically I ignore it. But I thought this time it was in the town's interest to know that these people are going around doing this sort of thing, and hopefully someone, like you just suggested, CCTV cameras will capture them.
Terrific, Andrew. All right, well, all the best, mate. Hopefully it doesn't happen again. Catch you soon.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye. Andrew Renwick there from On The Spot Signs. He's been a victim of graffiti, and as he said, be aware of it. Have your eyes peeled for it, and if you've got CCTV of any of these characters, then let your local police know, either here in Port Douglas or Mosman.